Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sammy Sosa was a great power hitter who clearly was wrapped up in the steroid era. And he was someone that had darker skin during his career.
Yes.
And it didn't, I mean, he just look like a guy with darker skin. Never thought about his complexion ever in my life. Did I ever think about Sammy Sosa's skin color? It just, he looked like a guy that would play sports. That was it. Just like anybody else on the Cubs. Didn't look bizarre to me at all. So as he left baseball, we started seeing these pictures of him where his skin would get lighter and lighter. And there was one that was very jarring from a couple years ago where it looked like his skin had been bleached white. I mean, like Michael Jackson.
Clearly it had been bleached.
White. Which was, I mean, what? Who does that? Skin bleach. I mean, does he have, if he has a disease, then okay. Yeah. If you want to, I don't know. But this is insane. So now the latest, and I'm not even sure, you know, where this picture came from, but it is as bad an appearance of a former athlete that I've ever seen, hands down. it was during the home run derby. That's when it was. He was actually during the home run derby. He did a quick thing where he said something. All right, and it was on video. So I'm going to cover up what he looks like now for a second.
All right,
just because the other one, see, is him. Just so you remember what he looked
like. That's when he was black.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Now Brian,
and he was authentic.
Right. Now Brian has not seen this yet.
And which he's not really that dark, and I'll give you a little insight into the mindset over there on the Dominican Republic, in the Dominican Republic as far as color is concerned.
Okay. So here we go. This is him
the other night.
This is him the other night. Now I hadn't seen this until yesterday. All right, and you haven't seen this yet at all.
No.
Okay, so this is Brian's live reaction to what Sammy Sosa looks like now on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio, in 3, 2, 1.
What?
He's pink.
He's a joker.
He's pink.
What is he doing?
He looks like if...
What the?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Sammy?
He looks like the spokesperson for Pepto-Bismol. The man is pink.
And he's wearing a pink hat. He's matching that.
He's matched his suit.
What the hell is wrong with you?
He matched his suit with his skin color.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, it is as
that is so creepy.
It's so bizarre.
Wow.
I mean, how did this happen? Why did it happen?
Why is he trying to get lighter and lighter? There's a history on that island from which he comes from of people wanting to be lighter. I think I've told this story before. There was a dictator, Trujillo was his name, longtime dictator over in the Dominican Republic. And matter of fact, the U.S. government had a hand in having him assassinated in Santo Domingo. And he would massacre Haitians. They share an island with Haiti, and he would massacre the Haitians because he didn't want the Dominicans mixing with the Haitians. He wanted to keep the skin color light. And it's obvious Sammy Sosa doesn't like his dark skin, and I'm telling you, I don't care how dark some of these Dominicans are, and they probably hate Haitian, but they'll say they're Dominican because they do not want to be Haitian. That's just amazing. To go to those lengths to lighten your skin, that's just stupid and dumb.
So I'm going through this back in 2009. I finally found something on this. So on the Great Show, and I know that you're a big fan of Univision's Primer Impacto.
Oh yeah, man! You come on now.
Yeah,
so it's on all the time in the house.
Yeah,
on one of the televisions.
Yeah, Primer Impacto. He said that, quote, "It's a bleaching cream that I apply before going to bed, and it whitens my skin tone. It's a cream that I have that I use to soften my skin, but has bleached me some. I'm not a racist. I live my life happily, end quote.
Is he still using the cream? He should have stopped at some point because it's gotten worse.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the fact that he wore two different shades of pink in this interview while he is turned pink is just remarkable. What happened was I'd been using the cream for a long time, and that combined with the bright TV lights made my face look whiter than it really is.
Well, that's his excuse for
just the
how he looked the other day.
No, not the other day. Another time back years ago. I don't think I look like Michael Jackson.
You're getting close.
It is just...
That's bizarre, man.
It's scary, though.
Yeah.
That's
just ridiculous.
Yeah. So what we've done is we've purchased some of this skin cream for you.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to see how quickly we can turn you pink. Ready? No. I mean, I know that there's some real serious discussion that can go into this, honestly. But I don't think that I'm equipped to have that conversation, to be quite honest with you, because I don't know the culture of the Dominican Republic like you do. But if that is indeed why Sammy Sosa went ahead with this, that's really sad. It's really, really sad.
It's extremely sad, yeah. And you see it all the time. And you've seen this in the black community at times, not so much now, where people were just disgusted with their dark skin. Be proud of your skin. Come on.
Didn't Lil' Kim turn white?
Yeah, she did. Lil' Kim turned white. This show is off the rails now.
No, I think
did Lil' Kim turn white?
Yeah, I think she did. She is. Yeah.
She's much lighter now than she once was.
Yeah, here she is now. Look at that. I mean, it's just the rapper Lil' Kim. Jeez.
What is wrong with you people?
I don't know, man.
I'm not turning white.
There's some serious, serious mental issues with
personal issues.
Yeah,
with your pigmentation.
All right.
Yeah. So enough of that.
Right.
Enough of trying to save the black people that want to be white.
Yeah. We spent enough time on that for today.
You're on your own.
Maybe on Monday
we'll revisit this next week.
We can bring it back. All right. So the first people, so you know that Jose Quintana was traded from the White Sox to the Cubs yesterday. The first people who broke this story yesterday were on Reddit. You know what Reddit we talked about.
You showed me some interesting things on Reddit.
Well, I didn't. Someone suggested. Remember, it was a...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was a guy on
listener.
Twitter
right,
that sent us that. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. So the guy on Reddit, there's a White Sox message board on Reddit. And both of these guys, before any of this was broken by anybody in sports media... Can I read the... Am I allowed to read these? You know, I won't say the whole thing. All right, Katy Perry's booty was one of them, and Wet Butt 23 was the other.
These are people that broke the news?
They had, yes, and it time-stamped. They had it before anybody else did.
Wait, Katy Perry's booty and Wet Butt?
Wet Butt 23.
Wet Butt 23. Colorful names. Yes.
So 13 hours... After Katy Perry's booty had passed along Wet Butt 23's information, the deal was announced.
So they had it 32 hours prior to the announcement?
13 hours.
Oh, 13 hours, I'm sorry.
13 hours after.
That booty got a jump.
Right. So it was actually, and Wet Butt 23 even had details on this.
Well, wouldn't you expect that?
It said, I was just told the trade was agreed to this morning and the players were doing physicals and whatnot. Could have been before the game. I'm not 100% on the timeline of the physicals. Hmm. So this person somehow got the information. And he said that he heard from a friend whose brother works for the Cubs, Wet Butt said at first.
Katy Perry's butt say, or booty say.
I think she or he just decided to relay what Wet Butt was saying.
Oh, she was co-signing with Wet Butt. Booty and butts, they have to stick together. Gotcha.
What it sounds like to me is that Katy Perry's booty is much more respected in the Reddit community than Wet Butt 23. So when Wet Butt 23 said it was like, okay, whatever. But then when Katy Perry's booty came out and said, Uh-huh. This might be real. The people said, okay, we got to start
more credibility.
We got to take this seriously.
Come on, wet butt 23. Step up your game. You lost your credibility.
You know what's funny is CSN Chicago has a website, and it says in the thing, in their story about it, while no national media had this story, a Reddit user named Wetbutt23 had it last night. CSNChicago.com apologizes to Wetbutt23 for the error.
Sounds like Wetbutt23 has it every night.
There you go.
Wetbutt23.
2017 sports.
How do you come up with a name like that? It's just it's like, what should I call him?
Well, first of all, it's a Jordan fan. You've got that.
True.
You've got a Michael Jordan fan because we're talking about Chicago stuff.
Right.
It's a Jordan fan and someone who is...
Was Jordan... Never mind.
Doesn't like a dry butt. Yeah. That's what the person is.
You get a rash, can't you?
Get those two things together. And that's what you have. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So that 2017 stuff. Sports right there. Yeah. News can be broken in any way. Yeah. You used to have to pay reporters to follow around teams every single day in order to get that information. And you'd have guys that would develop relationships over years and years with general managers and managers and players to be able to get this information. Now, Wetbutt23 talks to a guy whose friend works somewhere near the clubhouse who happened to see something, and it's up on the internet. Unbelievable. J-Lo and A-Rod are a big deal these days. They are
J-Rod
together. And
they ride together, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
J-Rod.
And I thought that this would work from the beginning because these are two of the biggest narcissists that I've ever seen. So figure you get the two of them together, you know, the birds of a feather.
She is not a narcissist.
Birds of a feather flock together. How do you know that?
I told you the story, how I knew that.
I don't remember. I'm having a tough time remembering
things. I was having the fish, and someone shared a story about her and how nice she was and how she allowed the reporter to call back the next day because they gotten times mixed up and she was very available.
Was she promoting something?
She was no. They was doing a story on her.
Okay.
Fish. Yeah. Okay. Told you she's not a narcissist. She's a good woman.
Well, you could be a narcissist and a good woman at the same time. Apparently, according to I guess it's Us Weekly, that she or a source revealed that she hired a private investigator to tail Alex Rodriguez. And
okay.
I'm not exactly sure, you know, why she was doing this, but she did. She ended up hiring this private investigator, and apparently, I guess they had a huge fight about something, and that's what started it. And they're working through it at this point. But you know, the private investigator was on, and J-Lo said, "You find out what he's doing."
Wetbutt 23. Steady on the case. So he must have saw the person trailing him.
Yeah.
And did he confront the person? How do you know that it was J-Lo that sent the person? A lot of questions here.
There are.
But interesting. They just got together and now you got this going on. Come on.
See, the problem is that there were cheating rumors after the National Enquirer published an interview with his alleged former mistress, Lauren Hunter. And that's how it all started, where she started to think maybe something was going on and hired the private investigator. So that's how it all started. If that is true, now they were talking about Us Weekly and National Enquirer and all this stuff. And if that was anywhere near true and you're A-Rod and you find out that there's a private investigator following you and your girlfriend, I mean, you got to, at that moment, it's over. Bye. I don't care if it's J-Lo or Halle Berry.
And if you're J-Lo and you just started dating someone and you feel the need to elicit the help of a private investigator, it's probably time to move on.
Yeah.
You're not married. You've only been dating a few months. Move on.
Yeah, at that point, why even go through the trouble?
Yes.
Now, we're taking this with a grain of salt here. If Katy Perry's booty had reported this, then that would have been a different story.
Right, yeah.
Then we would have taken it much, much more seriously.
Yeah. But the National Enquirer, huh?
Yeah, that's what we're coming down to at this point. All right. Coming up next, a couple of football stories out there, and the first taste of Tony Romo and the criticism that he got from his new bosses. What's he doing wrong? You'll find out next.
This is MLB legend Pudge Rodriguez, and you're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
My guess is that Brian went back to see our program director, Eric Spitz, in the break because He has not been here all week, and he refuses to stay after the show to speak with him because it's a Friday and has to get on another plane to go somewhere else. And the conversation spilled over longer than they expected.
Eric Spitz.
And now he is back into the room. Am I right in my assumption that you went back to say hello to Spitz for a little bit there? And that... Am I right about that?
Yes.
I knew it.
I had to deliver something to him that he'd given me to take to Birmingham. I gave it back to him.
The iconic chalupa?
What does a chalupa have to do with it? I did not take him a chalupa.
Oh, he gave you a recorder? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That worked out.
Not sure if you guys heard, but today...
Yeah. Well, you can lead a horse to the SEC media days. Can't make a mid record. Jeez. Anyway,
that was a good one, Mike.
Not sure that we heard what there. Bogus.
Today is the 1 month birthday of Jay-Z and Beyonce's previously unknown twins.
Yeah, that's right. I saw them.
And
saw the picture.
A big unveiling on Instagram today, and their names are Sir Carter and Rumi, which I have not yet known if it's Rumi or Rummy or Rumi or something else, but those are their names. And Beyonce looks again like the Virgin Mary holding them.
She did. It's like, yeah, she's the Black Guadalupe.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Pull it up so I can see, man.
Yeah, I'm done.
Pull it up so I can see. No problem, Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Anything else, sir?
Can dance the jig for you?
Hey,
would you please?
I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up, but hey, I haven't been paid in the last 2 months,
dance,
Mr.
Boy.
Jones. Yeah. Am I going to get my paycheck yet, Mr. Jones?
Yeah. Carl Banks is working on it. I think we should just show up at Carl Banks' office, man. Get you a $500.
Yeah, from 2010.
Let me just get you a starter jacket or something. Some leather goods.
Something.
Listen, I know it's like sacrilege to say anything critical about Beyonce, but like, I mean, like this.
This is ridiculous.
It's way too much. I mean, you're a human being.
Yep.
When you stop it, you're not saintly. You're not something that is otherworldly.
You've also had sex to have those two kids, presumably. So the like. Trying to look like Mary to me is driving me nuts.
Right. It's over the top. It is.
Why is it driving you nuts? No one can look like Mary? Do we even know what Mary looked like?
Not that.
Well, I don't know. He could answer that. I don't care about the Mary stuff as much as I am. Like, it's well, like she's other.
This is over the top. What? Yeah.
I mean, act like a human. Can you act like a human for once? I don't know. So anyway, so there it is. And, the birth of Sir and Rumi.
Yeah, I don't get that photo. No. Yeah. That's way you're doing too much, as the song goes.
Yeah, and then everybody's like, oh, look, she's so beautiful. It's so amazing.
The whole floral
so amazing.
I guess if you're a superstar, you have to present your children like that?
No, you don't. No.
Okay.
You don't
I'm just
anything.
Asking.
I mean,
don't yell at me!
You know, Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland are laughing their asses off at this. Be like, oh my God. Remember when she was like normal? That's what they're saying. Back in the day, remember that?
Yeah, but then they just booked a Long Island Lizards halftime show. So.
Joining us right now are 90s pop icons, Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a dynamic duo as well, number 3 and number 99.
They are the Rabel and Pinnell
of 90s pop. Oh, I love it.
What are the names again? Rumi and,
Sir Carter.
Well, Sir.
That was weird.
Wasn't it?
said that at the exact same time.
Sir Carter.
So is his name Sir Carter Carter?
Well, I'll give you a little tip.
There was a football player in him, Sir Parker, I believe.
Yeah, it's Sir Carter.
Sir Carter?
Well, or is it Sir? Yeah, I don't know. I actually don't know. Is it Sir Carter Carter? Is a good question. Or is it just Sir?
But it's written Sir Carter and Rumi. So Sir Carter,
Rumi Carter
is his name.
Well,
right?
Maybe to avoid confusion of like someone saying sir, just being, I don't know. I have no idea. I can't take it anymore.
We shouldn't ask these questions.
My brain is melting. I can't deal with it.
So let's talk about sneakers then. Yeah. Kobe Bryant, Nikes on Wednesday. James Harden, Adidas last night. Tomorrow, Lonzo Ball will wear flip-flops in the Vegas Summer League. The Laker rookie put up 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 assists while paying homage last night to Harden.
Fair to bear, even though I don't have one, just something different.
The talkative Ball was then asked about the newest Laker, former Pistons guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
I know he's a shooter and I know he can run, so it's going to work fine with me. I can't wait to play with him.
Last night, triple-double helped the Lakers beat the Cavs 94-83 to reach the quarterfinals. Carmelo Anthony's exit from New York seemed somewhat imminent 24 hours ago, but now the Knicks have reportedly halted talks with the Rockets and the Cavaliers and may try to mesh Melo back into the organization. Meanwhile, they have apparently found their next GM, plucking Scott Perry out of the Kings front office once they can finalize financial compensation for Sacramento. The Kings hired Perry as their VP of basketball operations just 3 months ago. The Bucks and Derrick Rose said to be working on a second meeting, maybe as soon as this weekend. Milwaukee, though, likely needs to shed some salary to pay Rose and avoid luxury tax issues. In the battle of which Chicago baseball front office exec sounds worse, here's Theo Epstein.
I figured it would be next to impossible to get a deal done for Quintana. Baseball logic of the trade just made so much sense. We do love what it has the chance to do for this year's team, but the reality is that this was a deal that we were looking at over the long haul.
It's 2017, and conference calls still sound like that.
Epstein, where's Lars?
Is pumped to add lefty Jose Quintana to his Cubs for four prospects, including his number one minor league hitter and pitcher. The Cubs come out of the All-Star break in Baltimore. Quintana makes his first start for them on Sunday. Cleveland has manager Terry Francona back. He rejoined them in Oakland after missing time, including the All-Star game, following a minor procedure to correct an irregular heartbeat. Sam Querrey and Marin Cilic have split the first six games of their Wimbledon semifinal. Roger Federer and Thomas Berdych play afterwards. And FanDuel and DraftKings announced yesterday they will not merge after all. The decision came just days after they responded to an FTC complaint that merger would create an illegal monopoly. Boys?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a big FanDuel guy during football season and basketball season. I don't even look at it in the summertime or the late spring either. I was looking forward to the two of them getting together because there's things I liked from each of those sites. And I guess that it's just they're just going to exist like they did, and that's going to be that. So I wonder, though, if they can continue the business they've been doing, though, because part of the reason with the merger was because they had to pay all this money and fines and all the stuff that happened with New York and the Schneiderman and all that stuff, and they needed to merge to be able to survive in the manner that they did prior and all the money they were making. So it'll be interesting to watch if you're a player, and there's more and more each day. I mean, there's
Schneiderman.
Each day it's growing and growing and growing, the amount of people that are in that daily fantasy sports stuff. So I'm not quite ready to. I'm already getting these, Pete, who's the commissioner of the newsroom league here. I'm not quite ready for this yet. It's too early for me.
Trades are open today.
Do we have to decide on who our three keepers were yet?
No? Not till August.
Not till, all right. So I don't have to worry about that.
Pete's got a 12th round pick he wants to get off his hands. So if you're willing to make a move, like say...
You got players I want to get off my hands.
Right, that too.
And I guess the draft doesn't snake now because...
Draft doesn't snake. You keep three players. They aren't now attached to picks.
Killing me though because I won last year. I got them at the end of the draft every time.
That's why we're opening up for trades. You could trade picks.
I don't like it, man.
This is such a Pete move.
I don't like it.
Yep.
What it is. You just don't want me to win again is what you're doing. You're stacking the deck against me.
Well, I don't want you to win again, of course.
You're stacking the deck against me.
Are you moving the goalpost?
If you would have won last year, would you have done the draft in this manner and had it not snake?
Oh, it was set to be in this manner from the start.
From the start of when?
That's how it was last year, too.
No, it wasn't. It snaked last year.
It didn't snake last year.
Yes, it did snake last year.
No, the draft.
It 100% did, Bogish.
It had to have. I've never been in a draft that didn't snake.
It snaked last year, Pete.
What the hell does that mean?
The rules.
It goes 1 to 10, then 10 to 1, then 1 to 10. So sometimes
I wasn't in the draft.
Pete, I will bet you $1,000 it snaked last year.
I don't bet.
Okay. Nothing on the line. You won't bet a single thing. It's telling you, man. No matter what your device says there, whatever you pull up, it doesn't matter. It did. We can get anybody. Who else? Anybody else here who's in that league?
I'll just check the Yahoo page.
And you could find out exactly what it did?
The order.
Yeah, look at it. I'm telling you, I remember vividly that it snaked. Damn, man. I tell you. Snaking. Do you not know what snaking means? So it's like, you know, when the – so if you had, like, the last pick in the first round, then you get a double pick, like the first pick in the next round.
Okay.
And then it goes that way. So, it, like, there's not one person who's benefiting all the time or one person who's getting screwed all the time. But since I won now – and Pete wants to screw me, so he's making it not snake.
Not true.
First time in history.
Do you want to start our own league?
Yeah, I think
with a snake draft.
Yeah, snake draft. We're gonna have to do the snake. We got to do the snake draft, Pete. Just
well,
the way it has to be.
If I put it there, I will go back to the snake draft. I promise.
So if it was snaked last year, you will snake again this year.
Yes, I will.
Then we're snaking this year.
I'm a fair man.
All right, there we go.
That's we're snaking.
We're snaking.
Let's go streaking too.
Let's go streak during the draft. Let's streak. Oh, that would be one hell of a... We don't have a lot of lookers in our fantasy football leagues. That would be something else.
I am on the internet.
Oh, are you? You made it. Morning.
Not a moment too soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, baby.
So if you'd like to distract Brian, now is the time to
come
do it on Twitter.
Come on.
At Jones and FOMO. At Jones and FOMO, I would suggest saying how much you love the current administration in the White House. Those are things to get him. Also, if you're an Alabama football fan, be sensitive and talk about... Well, you don't like that either. I'm just the bait. I've become a good fisherman these days, and I'm realizing the importance of bait. So what I'm doing is I'm letting the people know if they want a response out of Brian, what to throw out there in the water. So if there's something on Trump, you'll get him. If you're someone who remembers one of Brian's predictions in the past that he got wrong in a college football game, blame him for hating on your team. That'll get him.
And man, I am so over that stuff.
And if you would like to recreate any of his phrases, like hashtag wake your ass up or anything like that, you know, anything where you're paying homage to his vocabulary and or phraseology, you can do that, and you'll probably get a retweet out of that as well. So those are the things that you can look forward to. All right. Mm. At Jones and FOMO. What's that, Pete?
It did snake. I stand corrected.
Ah-ha-ha.
It'll go back.
You're the damn commissioner. You don't even know what you commissioned.
Right, exactly.
That's one thing.
Well, this is why I win leagues like this, because I'm on top of these things. I'm on top of it.
He won't win it this year, but, you know, we'll...
Well, I mean, it's going to be tougher to do it 2 years in a row. There's no doubt about it.
What's wrong with you, man?
And you even got help from Tiki. I'm crying out loud.
Tiki made a trade.
No. You and Tiki made a deal where he was basically giving you all the good players, and you still couldn't win. Out of here, man.
Yeah, get out of here, man. Get out of here.
I proved my worth. Here's Robert in California on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
What's up, Robert in California?
Hey, man, who the hell would do a draft that doesn't snake? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Pete.
We didn't ask you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we did.
The person with the first pick is just going to automatically win, or a top pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Pete.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. And you have a great weekend, okay?
No problem. You too, man.
All right, thank you.
Yeah
Pete.
Pete.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Commish.
Yeah.
Now we know why you're not getting
Get Mike Diaz back. Have a whole new rule book.
Good, and I'll beat him in the playoffs again. Good. Bring him back.
Come on, Pete.
Wrecked him.
Yeah, bring him back.
Okay, I'm not afraid of that.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, what he said.
It's Republican Pete, Pistachio Pete, Wrestling Pete, and no snake draft Pete now. That's you adding that to the laundry list.
There'll be no commissioner Pete.
Yeah,
winner Pete at the end of the year.
Sure. Whatever, man. Yeah, because you're trying to stack it. Stack it in your favor. You cheat. And you took my trade ideas last year. I remember yes, you did. Remember that, Mikey B? Remember we had this conversation? Came in, I was trying to trade for somebody, and it didn't work out because the guy ended up sucking. It was DeAndre Hopkins. I was in on DeAndre, and then as soon as I said in the control room, you went and traded for the guy, and it didn't work. You know what? Karma. Karma
Damn,
got
Pete,
you.
You're a cheat.
I did consult with you after that, though.
Pete is a cheat.
After it, because I called you out on it.
Pete the cheat.
Yeah. You are sneaky.
We'll see this year.
Sneaky Pete.
Trades are open today.
Yeah, sneaky
those,
Pete.
Those repubs,
today, it's a summer Friday, Pete, in July.
I established
think I'm
going to
be trading away people. I'm not paying attention to this stuff, man. Hit me up like late August, and I'll be in there.
I'll be working.
You'll be working. Yeah, working on screwing me in fantasy football. Janon's snake draft. I tell you, man, you are something else. You are something else. I got my eye on you in there. How could I not? My eye on you. Coming up next, Adam Zucker. A real pro in this business.
Thank you.
Someone who would never have a league where there was no snake draft.
Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Every day, Adam Zucker of CBS Sports, since Brian took so long to answer his question.
Will Muschamp.
Okay, Will Muschamp. Okay, all right, very good. What's your answer to that question, Adam? Good morning.
The answer is Brett Bielema.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Bielema's good. Orgeron's good, even though he's tempered.
No, see, that's the thing. And Muschamp's a solid answer because normally he's, you know, I'm cracking coal in my cheek and making diamonds. But no, he was really upbeat and entertaining and picking on writers. Someone introduced himself as Mike Bianchi. Introduced himself and he cut him off. He said, "You don't need to introduce yourself. Your voice can be used to torture prisoners."
Oh, wow!
And then he said to someone else, "Your face looks like I need a drink."
Whoa!
So he was pretty funny. And then of course Bielema was talking about having a baby and changing diapers and butt dialing the SEC commissioner as well. And he's always pretty entertaining. Orgeron, we thought would be, but he got coached up, man.
Mm-hmm. Which is a shame because you don't want to have that guy have any sort of governor on him.
Right, yeah, and he shared stories with me, Adam, outside of that room with you, and he was the same old Coach O.
Oh, that's refreshing. I didn't expect him to rip his shirt off like he did in the old days or anything, but, you know, when he started going through the two deep, I was a little surprised.
Was there something that you learned over the last couple of days that you think is extremely significant when dealing with this upcoming season? Something that you didn't expect to learn, you went down there, you got that information, you said, you know what, this is different than I thought. No is the answer, I'm guessing.
It's very specific to this show. What I learned that I can take into the upcoming season is that when Brian Jones and I are on the road together, I gain about a pound a day.
That's right. We are eating buddies now. We put down some food, man.
And I'll advise all who are listening that if you are about to board a plane that may or may not end up on the tarmac for an extra 3 hours, do not have your last meal be the Nashville hot chicken.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It was good
this morning.
Wait, were you guys stuck on the tarmac on the plane?
Yes.
For three hours?
For an extra hour on the plane and 2 hours in the one open, what was that, a restaurant or a bar or both kind of thing?
Both.
So, there was a couple extra hours before we got on the plane and then an extra hour before they let us take off for LaGuardia.
In those 2 hours you were in that restaurant bar thing, how many bottles of Prosecco did Brian pour into his eyeballs?
First of all, you just made me laugh twice in 1 second because, A, you never know exactly what Brian is drinking. Brian could be having a Prosecco and like a splash of cranberry, or he could be having just grapefruit juice and seltzer or cranberry juice and seltzer. You don't know. Is Brian having alcohol right now? You can't tell from the drink. You can't tell from what he says.
Right. And this bottle of water here, I always is it water or is it Kettle One? Every morning, I think the same thing.
Whatever, you can't tell from what I say.
Because you're so funny and,
Yeah, beep. Beep.
And then the part about the eyeballs really cracked me up because I have this vision of when BJ's putting eye drops in his eyes.
I feel like you guys are so fatigued by this SEC Media Day thing that no matter what we ask either one of, or what I ask either one of you, I'm just going to get some anecdote about what dinner you went to because you're so tired of the same old questions.
Dude, Warren, I'm probably tired of each other, too.
We varied it up. We did different things.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So we're going through security, right?
Yeah.
At the airport yesterday. And he goes to one TSA agent. I go to the other. He said, "You know, this is the first time we've been apart all week." And he says this out loud. And they're looking at us like we're bosom buddies.
You know, he was about 15 feet away, and I'm loud. So I made sure the whole first row or two of the people waiting to get their ID check heard. And then after we even got our shoes back on and our belts back on and whatever else, people were like, see, you're together again. Birmingham, Alabama airport.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know that's frowned upon. First of all, interracial, and we're gay.
That's why your plane didn't leave for 3 hours. The FBI was on the way.
I'm Jewish.
Right. And that's in a mix. And the cherry on top. Jeez. That's like the worst thing in the world.
We checked all the boxes. All the boxes of hate.
And of course, mind you, we spent the afternoon at the Civil Rights Museum.
Oh, my goodness.
All you needed was one of you guys to transition. Use the wrong bathroom. You would have had it all covered.
That did happen.
Wait, what?
No, not us. That did happen.
Oh, yeah, someone else.
Yeah, Jason Horowitz went to the damn ladies' restroom.
Oh, did he?
Poor Horowitz is looking down at his phone the whole time because he's dealing with something back up north, and he's just like wandering around, banging into the pillars of things, and he comes back to the bar, and he says, I think I just went to the bathroom in the women's room.
Oh, no.
And he went back and looked. He's like, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, I thought something was different when that lady was talking to me when I was washing my hands.
That's a bad one. Oh, it's story time with Adam Zucker on Gio and Jones.
CBS oh, yeah, Alabama, Sports Radio. By the way.
Yeah, right. Alabama, Auburn, Coach O. Hugh Freeze, Ole Miss, Houston Nutt.
That made for some fun.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Because both of you guys are close to Houston Nutt. We have him on the show all the time. I know you've got a good relationship with him. What was it like for you guys, who were friendly with him, to be sort of in the middle of that story with that relationship?
It definitely made it different for me. And I was Hugh Freeze's first stop on Thursday morning as well, although I think he was quoted between landing there, getting to the hotel, and coming to our room. Someone gotten a hold of him, understandably, and he said he had no comment. And I expected him to have no comment. And I acknowledged that it was, you know, that there was a new lawsuit from Houston Nutt. They know that he has worked with us, but I think they can trust that I'm not going to be asking questions any differently just because I share a desk with Houston sometimes. And Houston and I are very friendly. I even texted him the night before when that came out. I wrote to him, nice timing. And he wrote back, you know, should make media day interesting. So, mm-hmm. Of course, you know, the timing was not coincidental. But it wasn't like I was, hey, Houston, tell me what I should say. Hey, Houston, what should I follow up with when he, you know, I wouldn't do that. And Hugh Freeze answered to how I expected him to. But I also got into it with him. Is it a good thing, and this is more about the NCAA case as a whole, is it a good thing to give 18 to 22-year-olds immunity when you're interviewing them about how their arch-rival school recruited them, and they're still going to be facing them on the field, and things that these kids say could put their own school, could open up doors for the NCAA to go down to investigate something else at their school or another school? I just don't know if the end result is what everybody wants. And I'm not saying that, hey, cheat all you want either, but it just seemed odd because now these guys thought they had immunity, but they accuse a T-shirt shop in Oxford of giving out free stuff. Well, now that T-shirt shop is coming after you in a civil suit, and
right.
You're going to be under testimony. So it gets pretty complicated. And he again said, you know, I'm not going to comment on an active NCAA investigation, but I do think that it is a dangerous tactic. So he did comment very briefly about that. He did talk about how the hatred between Ole Miss and Mississippi State has gotten out of control, and how he has family members on both sides, and the venom and the off the field stuff that's going on between the two schools and their fan bases is just becoming nonsensical.
Gio and Jones with Adam Zucker on CBS Sports
No, no,
Radio.
Just Gio. I had my fill of him.
You don't want to talk anymore?
Hey, you know what's funny too? Not funny, but you think, okay. People are wondering, is Hugh Freeze going to show up at Media Day? Is he going to just make statements and leave? What's he going to do? So he was scheduled to come to our room, as I said, to start his day at 9:05. And I was supposed to go on a radio show on Radio Row at 8:45. And I thought, you know what, let me just get my ducks in a row. Let me get to the room early. Let's get, you know, let's just have a little quick meeting here. And I get there at 8:45, and at 8:47, Hugh Freeze is there.
Mm.
And normally these guys, it's like a TV rundown, the way they have a grid and they stick to it, and when your 10 minutes are up, they want you out. go into the next thing on time. So you could imagine the big Hugh Freeze interview, and I'm downstairs talking to the station in Florence, Alabama. Where's Adam?
You're big in Florence, dude.
My man, Cole Kubelik. Yeah.
The sports hog in Florence, Alabama. Okay. Well, and how did it go then? I mean, were you satisfied? And you said there was a lot of no comment stuff, but were you satisfied at least how things went on your end?
My biggest concern was that they were going to come in as a school, and remember, their SID is mentioned in Houston's lawsuit, and I was concerned that they would come see us, know that I do shows with Houston, and not trust that I could do a fair interview, which I know I can. And there were no preconditions. It wasn't anything like, hey, if you ask them about this, tell us if you're going to ask them about this, because if you are, we're not going to come in the room. There was nothing like that. He walked in the room right, you know, before I did, actually. I was in the hallway talking to a group of people outside. They came. He ducked right in. And so there was nothing like that. And so my biggest concern was that between our relationship working with Houston and Hugh Freeze, you know, whatever concerns he might have about how aggressive I was going to be. But once I get a no comment burger, it's not live. It's not the interview with the president in the pregame show at the Super Bowl. So nothing's going to be flushed out and determined right there in my little air-conditioned room.
Get some rest, man. I miss you already. Snookums.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I know it was a long night for you, so we appreciate you coming on this morning.
I'm coffeed up, ready to go. BJ, you just tell me where the barbecue is going to be today.
I know, we're on a roll, baby.
Cakes, sauce, Southern Kitchen. Oh, I am there. I can't wait. That food there is amazing.
Yeah. I heard all about it. Trust me, every morning. Every morning, the whole rundown from appetizer to dessert. Every calorie was detailed. Thanks, Adam. This is Adam Zucker of CBS Sports. And he does a nice job.
Great job.
You should have him on more.
Yeah, he's damn good. They want him in Florence, man.
Yeah. I think Florence puts him on more than we do. It's nonsense. I think I'd rather have him than Neuheisel. Gotta be honest with you.
Who?
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Gio and Jones. Talk to you tomorrow. I mean, Monday. CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.